time once again to talk about the annual Candlelight Vigil for victims of domestic violence. And Beth Milam here from the Coalition of Domestic Violence. And unfortunately, another year has passed around.
Another year, and the community dealing with the same issues that we've dealt with last year and all the years before. You know, we certainly make strides every year and feel very good about the victims that we've serviced and the clients that we've seen, both from a domestic violence standpoint and sexual assault standpoint as well.
Numerically, where are we at?
You know, we're at this. We haven't seen the newest statistics since last year, but we're about the same. We have, you know, it really depends from one year to the next if we see a slight uptake or a slight decrease. Of course, we like to see the decrease, although we like to be optimistic. And when we do see the uptake, we like to say that hopefully that's not an increase in violence so much as it's an increase in people seeking services.
And that was going to be my follow-up, just the importance of reporting it.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're not ready to report to the authorities, to report to an advocate who works at one of the local nonprofits, you know, that's what we're there for, is to talk to people, help them process what's going on with them, help them know the next steps to take.
Coalition then is made up of who?
A little bit of everybody. We started out as representatives from a lot of the local nonprofits, and it has really, truly become a community coalition. We have folks who spend their 8-to-5 jobs, like myself at A&M, and this is something that they do on the side. And we still have that amazing representation from the nonprofits and from local businesses.
And what keeps you engaged?
The people and seeing smiling faces at the vigil every year. We're not only honoring the people that we've lost, but we're celebrating the survivors and the people who've sought help and are moving their lives towards a happy, healthy direction.
Visiting with Beth Milam, Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and before we get to the vigil for tomorrow night, let's remind listeners, if we're going to get them inspired to talk to somebody, what's the best way to go about making that happen?
We maintain a very active Facebook page. The coalition does. It's facebook.com/BCCADV. You can send a private message on there. We do have many talented, wonderful counselors who are part of our coalition, and we will make sure that your message gets to the right person. If you need a community resource, we'll make sure that that happens as well.
And let's move on to what's happening tomorrow night.
Yes, tomorrow night is our 19th annual Candlelight Vigil. We are really excited about tomorrow night just because this year we are honoring the Sexual Assault Resource Center and their contribution to the community over the last 30 years. The vigil is going to be a retrospective look at the last 30 years of not only domestic violence, but sexual assault, to see how far we've come, what it looked like in this community 30 years ago before SARC was around and before Twin City Mission Domestic Violence Services were so well known. And so we are just so excited to show people the progress that we made and how far we've come as a community.
So perhaps an opportunity for a larger group of people, not just victims.
Absolutely. We are honoring the advocates who volunteer of their time and work so tirelessly. We're honoring the staff of every organization that gives of themselves day after day. They never have an off day. Their phones are on all the time. Their emails are up all the time. These are truly inspiring individuals.
Let's get to the particulars. What time does it start? Where is it at?
7 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday night, at the Brazos County Administration Building. We'd like to ask folks to come 10 or 15 minutes before. We do have a musical segment, and we are doing an early lighting of the candles this year. So we would love for folks to come a little bit early and participate in all the extra activities and see the displays that we'll have up around the sanctuary.
And much like going to the Coalition's Facebook page, it's also an opportunity to visit one-on-one with people, nothing else, just to get introduced and to maybe start even a very informal association that might come to help you somewhere down the road.
Absolutely. Whether you are are a survivor looking for services, we're going to have counselors there to talk to you. If you are a community member who thinks that this organization sounds like something you really want to contribute your time and efforts to, we would love to meet you, and we'd love to give you all of our information.
All right. Go ahead and repeat again the Facebook page and the time and location for tomorrow.
Yes. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Brazos County Administration Building in Bryan on Texas Avenue. And our Facebook page that has all the details and many, many more is facebook.com/BCCADV.